And here we are, hour number two, Thursday, January the 2nd, 2019, 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you this morning on the Now program, first program of 2020. Now, don't forget the Charlie Evers Show follows me today, first show for Charlie in 2020. New decade, new year. Charlie will be on from 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then we will have Glenn Coble today from 12:15 until 1 p.m., so you won't want to miss any of that programming for love nor money. Also, the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about Eber Baker, Marion's founder, possibly being buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery. Was he ever moved to the Marion Cemetery? Do we know? Now, we had a call come in there as we were going to break. So if that was you, give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call and we'll get you on the air. If that was you and you wanted to talk about that particular subject or anything else, if there's anything else on your mind this morning that you would like to talk about, just give us a ring, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. And it's kind of interesting sometimes if you, the listening audience, put a subject up on the table. I love to hear what is on your mind. And it might be on somebody else's mind as well who's out there listening. Now, I don't know. Are there any relatives of Eber Baker left? Does anybody know anything about the Quarry Street Cemetery? Is there anybody listening who lives over near the Quarry Street Cemetery? Because it is kind of in a neighborhood over there. The cemetery itself is kind of in some people's backyards, the way it's set up over there. I think there's a fence around it now. But that's how it goes. What a thing for all superstitious people to look out their backyard, back window, and see the Quarry Street Cemetery out there. The cemetery that was used to bury people who had the plague. You know, now that I think about this, I wonder if those houses over in that area were built after the cemetery. I would guess they would have to have been. I don't think those houses are older than the cemetery, because the cemetery would be well over, 150 years old. I don't think there are any houses over there that are over 150 years old. I wonder how the people got the permission to build the houses over near the Quarry Street Cemetery if the plague indeed had existed in that particular area. Well, let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah. Mid-Ohio, you know, they bring in food.
Right.
To all occasions.
Yes.
Waldo, is that today?
You know, I really don't know. Is it normally on the first Thursday of the month?
Yeah, but I didn't know by yesterday being New Year's.
You know, nobody has said anything. So Mid-Ohio normally brings it over to all occasions in Waldo. Do you know what time they're usually over there?
Oh, by 11 o'clock. They're there before 11, though.
11 o'clock. Now, is it just for seniors, or is it for other people?
Anyone, as far as I know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If anybody out there knows anything, hopefully they'll call in and let us know.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Does anybody know anything? I don't have any papers on that. Does anybody know anything about the Mid-Ohio Food Bank doing a giveaway over at All Occasions in Waldo? Apparently happens on the first Thursday of the month. Does anybody know if that's going on today or not? I don't have anything on that that I am aware of. No, it doesn't look like I have anything on that. I have the information about the Neighborhood Supper, the free meal, the second Tuesday of each month at 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street in the rear entrance here in Marion. The next free meal will be January the 14th. Again, that's the Neighborhood Supper and free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street, January the 14th. But I don't have anything on the Mid-Ohio Food Bank doing anything over in All Occasions in Waldo. Does anybody know about the All Occasions food or the Mid-Ohio Food Bank giveaway at All Occasions Catering in Waldo? Is it going on today, as it does the first Thursday of each month? If you know about that, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have not heard anything on that, but would love to answer that question for our listener there. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind, would also love to hear about that. What are you talking about here in 2020? Is there anything that is on your mind in particular? Talk this morning a little bit about the bicentennial of Marion this year, 1820 to 2020. Talked about Eber Baker, the continuing saga of if Eber Baker is still over in the Quarry Street Cemetery or has he been moved to the Marion Cemetery. The houses over there are fascinating. I don't know if there's anybody listening who lives on Quarry Street or who know anything about this, but were the houses that are built on Quarry Street, would they have been able to be built on land that had the plague? People buried who had the plague. I don't see the whole plague idea. I don't know. Does plague live? I don't think plague can live after you die, can it? So I really don't know if the soil would have been affected over there on Quarry Street. Does anybody have a good explanation of exactly what the plague was? Because I don't really have a good, sharp definition of what the plague was. I wouldn't get, I mean, if you're dead, you probably died of the plague. And you would not have ended up over in Quarry Street in the cemetery until after you were dead. So I don't know if it could live in the soil or outside of the casket or any of that or not. Go ahead, caller.
Someone was calling about that recount for the prosecutor's race.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And in today's paper, it had, this bill cost the taxpayers, I think, approximately close to $20,000. And Mr. Ratliff gained 2 votes.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't know. Maybe it was 2 votes. I don't know. I'd heard different things. I know.
Well, there was an 18-vote difference, but I think he got 2 and Mr. Brogan got the others. And the Secretary, I think, of State or whoever was here, I think they're going to start changing that where, I think Ratliff had to make up not 5,000 votes, but close to it. And there was no way. I don't think that he could do that. The judge probably even should have realized that. But anyway, it's going to cost about close to $20,000 for a 2-vote difference. So,
well, it was my understanding, because we had this conversation back in November when the election was going on, because we did have a couple elections here in Marion that were very close in the first ward, and I believe it was the fifth ward, where it came down to just a few votes, and there was some rule that it was like less than a half of a percent, if I remember right. If there was less than a half a percent, then it's a mandatory recount, and they have to recount the votes, which I believe they did in the first ward and the fifth ward, because it was under that half of a percent. But it was my understanding that if it's over that half of a percent, that if the candidate wants a recount, that the candidate has to pay for it.
No, so, I think they needed a 22% or something difference. He had to pay $1,000 and something. But I think it was the Secretary of State, because I just looked at it and I came in here to call you, and they're going to want the person, if they, I guess, lose the recount, they want them, I think, to pay most of it, which, it's no more than right, but he had to make up, I think it was like 4,800 votes to beat Grogan. And I don't think there was any way that the election board had to really screw up really bad or something. So I didn't know if you could get on to the Marion Star and look that up or not.
Well, the interesting thing is, I wonder why the recount cost $17,000 or $18,000 or whatever it was.
I don't know. It said they worked 10-hour days, and then there was something else that altogether is going to cost the taxpayers. It said over $18,000, probably that amount. So.
Well, see, what I'm confused. See, I thought that the people, aside from the director and the deputy director, I thought that the people who worked down there who counted the votes were volunteer. Maybe
no,
they
had to be paid.
They did have to be paid.
I think they were paid over $8,000 to do the recount.
Well,
and they did so many, I forget how many, they have to do so many precincts. But they worked 10-hour days for I don't know how many days and stuff. So, no, they probably got, I don't know, they get 15 an hour. I don't know what they get, but no, they're not going to sit there and do that probably volunteer. So it said that the workers, I think it was over 8,000 that they, I guess that it costs. So I don't know if they get the money or how that goes.
Did they say where the other $10,000-$12,000 went that got it up close to $20,000?
Was there something with some of the ballots, somebody's name was rearranged different or something in a, around River Valley, a few of those got out. I don't know. They'd have to read it. I have to go back and read it again. But altogether, it's going to cost roughly about $19,000.
Huh, that's it. Well, it's interesting because I mean, would this mean that any candidate who does not win an election could ask for a recount and it would cost $18,000?
Well, I don't know because I think there was something with the ballot at first, but they caught it. I think the judge should have realized to make up almost a close to 5,000 vote difference, something really had to be wrong, or that's probably almost more than half of the people that voted and stuff. But yeah, it's the taxpayers, I guess. So whoever the Secretary of State is, I think they're going to try to fix that, where if they do this again, they're going to be paying the blunt of it, especially if it's not messed up and they do this.
That's interesting. Well, we'll see what we can figure out, but I thank you for calling in.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, it's kind of interesting. I guess there is a story in the Marion Star about that. I don't know if anybody's read that today. I saw a little bit about that yesterday, and some people were okay with the recount going on, and some people seemed to not be okay. There were comments and things of that nature. I personally have no opinion on it either way, but I guess there is going to be a cost incurred of something. I don't have the exact amount, so I'm not going to quote it, but it's close to $20,000, as the caller said. But I don't know why it would cost that much. I really don't understand what the whole thing is there. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
As far as the recount, I think probably half of that cost or so, I think the Star said, was they had to have a company reprint all of the paper ballots, you know, that was recorded, because there was some discrepancy in the printing or something on the ballots. The system was not really designed to do a full hand original ballot type recount. So I think it cost them like $10,000 to get the ballots reprinted.
Wow. Now, is it, because I thought it was my understanding that if it was under 0.5%, that they had to do a mandatory recount, but
right,
if it was over, that the candidate did have to pay for it. So
yeah,
apparently that's...
I don't know, you know, maybe the $1,100 or whatever he paid for might have been sort of a standard fee of some sort. I don't know if it's... by the number of precincts or whatever, but it's that's all I paid, but it ended up costing a lot more for a couple different reasons, I guess.
Wow, that's, well, it's interesting because I've always said, and we've had this discussion on election night, I don't understand, because there seems to be so many questions about this now,
yeah,
why don't we just use paper ballots? And I know it's going to take longer to count, and I know it would take more people to count the night of the election, but it would get all this recount and all this questioning about these voting machines out of the way.
Well, we got new voting machines now, and I guess they do all of them spit out a paper ballot now on the new ones.
Right. It's interesting. I hope that it makes life a little easier, but I guess the county will incur that that cost. But
I would think when there's it was 4,000 or 5,000 votes difference. I can't understand why you would ever even agree to have a recount. A little ridiculous.
It was interesting. I'll say that. Well, hey, thank you for the information.
Sure, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, a lot of people feel that way, I think. Those are some of the comments I was reading on Facebook, because our current prosecutor, Ray Grogan, did win by such a large amount that there were some people angry that there was even a recount going on. But, you know, it is somebody's right to ask for a recount, especially if they're willing to pay for it. But I guess there was a big cost involved on the county's behalf as well. I don't know. How do you feel about it? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything you want to say in regard to this? It kind of an interesting story, one of those election stories on the local level that we will talk about for a while, but I know it got people's attention, the amount of money that's going to be spent on doing that particular recount. But as I say, that's the way it goes, I guess. It's been done. I don't know about the whole... I still say paper ballots. I know it would take a long time to count. I know we would be going into the middle of the night, but it used to be done that way. And I guess the new machines do print out that little receipt, that little paper ballot. So I guess in a way we do have paper balloting now anyway, but is somebody going to question the validity of that down the road as well? I don't know, because during the last election, there was some talk of people walking out of the polling place with that little receipt, and that little receipt is how you record the vote. And I was told that if you had voted and you took that receipt and you left, that your vote was not recorded, that you had to feed that little piece of paper into the machine. So I don't know. I don't know if that's better or worse, because I assume there were people told me people were walking out of the Coliseum and not putting that little piece of paper into the machine to be counted. Now, did that happen? I don't know. Did anybody see any of that while they were out voting on Election Day? Were people walking out with that little receipt that printed out, spit out of the voting machine? Does anybody know anything about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly would be interesting to find something like that out. I don't know. I don't remember voting and elections being questioned like they are now. I don't know what has happened. I don't know where we are in time. I don't know how many recounts have been done in Marion County history. I don't know. Have there been a whole lot when the election was ruled not to be very close? I don't know if there's a lot of precedent for this. I would guess there's probably not a lot of precedent for this, which is why this came up this particular time and caused such a hubbub with people. But that's the way it goes. Also, we're trying to figure out, is the event that happens every first Thursday of the month at All Occasions Catering, where the Mid-Ohio Food Bank gives away food, is that still going on today because of the holiday yesterday? Haven't heard any word about that. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about the Mid-Ohio Food Bank food giveaway that goes on at All Occasions in Waldo the first Thursday of the month? Don't know, don't have the paperwork to know if that's still happening or not. Also, any thoughts on the Quarry Street cemetery and the building of the houses over there. I don't know, when you talk about the plague in general, which is where, I'm not even sure how that got designated as a place where you'd bury people with the plague. Does anybody know that? Because that's went around for years as well, that if you had the plague, you ended up getting buried in the Quarry Street Cemetery. Well, how... Okay, if you had the plague, it's obviously what killed you, and that's why you were in the Quarry Street Cemetery. So if you had the plague and you died, then how does that affect the soil? How does that affect anything in that particular area? Does anybody have a really good definition of what the plague was, and how it was affecting people, and how it was killing them, and would the plague, illness, virus, disease exist after somebody had died to infect that area of the cemetery? Now, if this is true, then I don't know how they ever built houses in that area, because the houses, I don't think, are as old as the cemetery. And, you know, here's an interesting thing. The Quarry Street Cemetery is not a big cemetery by any means. So, where were people being buried before the Marion Cemetery opened and Quarry Street was opened? Where are there other cemeteries in Marion that I don't know about that are maybe closed down? I know there are cemeteries in other areas, like the Clarendon Cemetery and the Caledonia Cemetery, and the Brush Ridge Cemetery, and the Grand Prairie Cemetery. I know those are around, but where were people who lived in Marion being buried when it was just the Quarry Street Cemetery? Because that's the one we hear about, because there are still some tombstones over there. Where were you buried? Were there other cemeteries like that in town? I can't think of any other area where there would have been a cemetery other than the Marion Cemetery and the Quarry Street Cemetery and the St. Mary's Cemetery. Those are the only ones that I've ever heard about. Has anybody ever heard of another cemetery in Marion County that people used to be buried in? I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do want to read again the, because this is Marion's Bicentennial. We have the Bicentennial Moments and Memories, which started yesterday. So I'm going to read yesterday's and today's today. Wednesday, January the 1st, 2020. Marion County will celebrate the 200th anniversary of its founding with celebrations and events throughout the year. As part of those celebrations, assorted moments and memories from the past 200 years will be shared each day with pictures featured on Saturday and Sunday. For a calendar of events and more information about the Bicentennial celebrations and activities, visit the Bicentennial Facebook page at Marion County, Ohio Bicentennial Celebration, or go to the website marionhistory.com/200. That's marionhistory.com/200. Now, today's Bicentennial Moment in Memory, January 2nd, 2020, the area that is now Marion County has been part of seven different... Let's try that again, live radio. The area that is now Marion County has been part of seven different counties beginning in 1788. Washington, Hamilton, Wayne, Ross, Franklin, Delaware, and Marion. Marion County was created by the Ohio Legislature in 1820. Its boundary was changed in 1845 when land was transferred from several of the northern townships to Wyandotte County as part of its formation. In 1848, five townships in Marion County were switched to Morrow and Wyandotte counties, and the areas that are now Prospect and Waldo townships changed from Delaware County to Marion County. So that is today's bicentennial moment and memory. There you have it. It's just fascinating to me, and we've got a whole month of these. Every day we'll have one. And apparently every day throughout the year. A lot of work went into this, I would think. But it's fascinating to me that we were once a part of Delaware County and once a part of Franklin County. And going way back, once a part of Hamilton County. Now, I don't know where Washington County is. Where is Washington County? Because that's what we were originally part of. Now, I'm guessing Washington County was much bigger in those days, probably named for President Washington, George Washington. But where's Washington County in Ohio? And is it still a big county? One of the original counties in Ohio? Does anybody know that? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where is Washington County in Ohio? Not really sure. Is there anything in Washington County? Any cities of note that would be in Washington County? Just doesn't ring a bell for me, for some reason. Must not have been to Washington County, or if I was in Washington County, I did not realize I was there. Or if it's, I don't know, does it still exist? Can anybody name all 88 counties in Ohio? That used to be one of those things that people had to memorize. I don't know if that's a thing anymore or not. 88 counties in Ohio. Can anybody memorize all of those? Has anybody memorized all those? Can anybody say those? Certainly would be interesting to find out. Don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up today, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Glenn Coble today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. And then, of course, we have the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. 39 minutes past the hour on this Thursday. 21 minutes left in the program today. This was a subject I wanted to get into because we've talked so much about food on this program. I was thinking, over the years, the restaurants we've had in town, not necessarily current ones, but there are current restaurants. Hold on, we're getting a call here. Maybe this will be an answer to something that we have. Go ahead, caller.
I could.
You can
not name all of them.
You can name 88.
But I could relate to you on the whole immunity thing. I got took out by a snowplow once. I wondered why he was so calm, cool, and collect. I thought, your boss ain't going to be very happy. He took off my right rearview mirror, most of the paint on the side of my poor little Ford Taurus, and the bumper took quite a beating. And I thought, this ought to be good. And little did I know.
So he did have immunity.
Yeah, yeah. Because I thought, man, I'd be a nervous wreck. I'd be embarrassed and lots of other emotions. And he was cool as a cucumber knocking on my front door explaining that he just took me out. Now I know why.
Now, did the insurance, though, eventually pay for the repairs to your car?
They paid for my... I had to use my insurance, but they paid the deductible.
They paid the deductible. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that was mighty kind of him, wasn't it?
Well, did your insurance go up because of it?
No.
No, well, that's good.
And, I mean, I got the rental car and everything, and the garage was real quick with getting the repairs done and everything. But what took me back was, like, just his demeanor. He was just like, yeah, we just hit you. And I'm thinking, what?
You know, I did not realize that snowplows had immunity. Now, I understand.
School buses, ambulances, cop cars, all those types of vehicles.
Now, what if you would hit a person? Do you have immunity in that situation?
Yeah, you would think there would be some sort of limitation. And to this guy's defense, I mean, I live on a court, and by their very nature, they're, you know, narrow or whatever, although I was legally parked. But, yeah, just... how much can old Ram Jam do before they get in trouble? That's a good question, Scott.
You know, I guess that would allow, if you were driving a snowplow or a fire engine or a police car or something like that, I guess that would take the nerves out of it for you, if you had, but I wonder if when they get back, do they, you know, get chewed out because of it?
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't, he didn't seem like he had a care in the world.
So he just, well, maybe he'd sideswiped
I'll
a few.
I'll never forget it.
Maybe he'd sideswiped a few other cars that morning, and by that point, it was just old hat to him by the time he was going around.
No, well, I'm enjoying your show, Scott. Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, it's, yeah, I don't know. That immunity of, I guess, city public official. I guess it doesn't extend to council people or the mayor or anything like that. But I guess city employees who drive these city vehicles, I would not have guessed that snowplows had immunity. I get fire engines and police cars and things of that nature, but I wouldn't have guessed that snowplows had immunity as well. Does anybody know about this immunity thing? How that works? Because it does seem like they're very nice and they pay the deductible, and obviously our caller there got the rental car and that whole thing. And I don't remember it being an issue with me. I remember them. I don't think I got a rental car because I don't, it didn't total the car or anything. But I don't remember it being a hassle to get it taken care of. So I think they were good about it. But has anybody ever had an issue with this immunity with public vehicles like the police and the fire and apparently the snowplows? Now, the snowplows, that does shock me a little bit, that the snowplows would have immunity in Marion if you take a car or vehicle in general out. Well, now you know. See the things you learn on this program. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say about this? Or Washington County, that was a question. Where is Washington County in Ohio? And does Washington County have anything in it of note? Apparently, we were once a part of Washington County. Apparently, we've been a part of quite a few counties. Washington, Hamilton, Wayne, Ross, Franklin, Delaware, and now Marion. Did you know Marion was part of Delaware County? Was once part of Franklin County? Didn't know that. So they are older than we are. Who would have guessed that? You know, now that I think about this, I wonder how this all would have happened. Because if you have a place like Delaware County, which apparently used to cover us, how was it Eber Baker founded Marion? How would that have happened in 1820? Because obviously the land was here, and we were part of seven different counties by that point already. How could he have found Marion? Does anybody understand that? Was he just the person who said, well, we should be a different county? Maybe he's the person who went to the Ohio legislature in 1820 and said, well, this needs to be a county of its own. Now, it's my understanding that Eber Baker kind of ran a tavern. So maybe he didn't like the laws in Delaware County. And he thought Marion needed a few different laws. Oh, by the way, when I was driving in this morning, I saw that, I'm not sure what they're doing, the old cigar store down here, where the health food store is going to go, now they seem to be tearing parts of the place down. I don't want to say that they're tearing the whole place down, because I don't know if they are tearing the whole place down. But does anybody know what's going on down here at the old cigar store on Center Street? I know that the health food store, which is going to be run by the Center Street Clinic, is going in there, but are they just tearing parts of the building down? I don't know what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you know, these snowplows knock down a heck of a lot of mailboxes, too.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. You can drive any country road.
Now, I wonder if,
highway.
Now, I wonder if they have immunity in that place, or do they pay to have the the mailbox put back up?
Well, I know I live in the Pleasant Township, and I think, they've never knocked down ours, but I know they've knocked down a few, and I heard they paid for it, but I'm not sure if that's a true story.
Well, we certainly hope they do, but this, I mean, I guess I understand why they have immunity in a way, because you wouldn't want the county or city to be sued in that particular case, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd shoot that at you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, talking about immunity of county and city cars, trucks, vehicles, whatever you'd like to say. If you have anything to say about that, 13 minutes left in the program, 47 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That immunity is an interesting thing, but extending it to snowplows, I hadn't heard of. But apparently, not only have they hit other vehicles, but they have taken out one or two mailboxes in their day. Hopefully, they pay to put them back up. I would imagine they do. Okay. What were we talking about there? Oh, the cigar store. You know, they were knocking down part of it. Now, I don't know. Are they not going to... Is the plan to knock down the whole thing before they put the Center Street Clinic in there? Or are they just knocking down parts of it to rebuild what was dilapidated? Has anybody heard anything about what's going on down here on Center Street with the old cigar store where they're going to put the health food club... grocery store, I guess. The Center Street Clinic health food store. I was just shocked to see that they were tearing down part of the building, because it was always my understanding that they were not going to do that. Because at one point, somebody was saying something about that the building would need to be torn down because it was such an old building, and the cigar store probably would not be up to code. And then I thought that the Center Street Clinic said that it was going to be up to code and they were going to put it in the old cigar store. Well, here I'm coming through this morning and I see that they are tearing down parts. And they were doing it early this morning before 8 o'clock. They were already tearing down parts of that building, probably because of how busy Center Street is. They didn't want to block it off for parts of the day. But are they going to tear down the whole building, or are they just tearing down parts of that building? Because if I remember right, and I could be wrong, when I first heard about this story, it seemed to me like it was, the idea was to renovate the old cigar store to put this health food market in there. But maybe that's not the case any longer. Maybe they are going to tear it down, or maybe they're just tearing down parts of it. I just know there was some construction going on, and it was definitely demolition construction when I went by it this morning. Now, I don't know what's going on at this particular point, but some of it was definitely coming down this morning. Has anybody heard anything about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me know if you've heard anything about the old cigar store here on Center Street and the impending health clinic that's going, or health, not clinic, health food store, health food store, I think that's what's going in there, run by the Center Street Clinic. 740-383-9944. Let me know about that. Also, I see the Dunkin' Donuts lot is clear, where they're going to put Dunkin' Donuts over by Jiffy Lube on Route 95. It looks like everything's been taken away from the old beauty shop last time I looked in that direction. So I'm not sure when construction will begin on that, but I wouldn't guess it'd be very long. The Panda Express out in front of TJ Maxx and Office Depot looks like they are coming right along. I can't imagine that's going to take much longer. The other night when I passed by it, I saw that they even had the drive-through screen that they used. They had the lights in there, and they were lit up, and menu. I guess drive-through menu is what it would be. Has anybody heard anything about the opening date for the Panda Express or anything more on Dunkin' Donuts or the cigar store down here with the impending health food store coming in? I see the smoothie place is open. Got their sign up and in full form out by Jimmy John's on Route 95. Has anybody been to the new smoothie place? I've not been there, but I've passed by it. Is that a popular thing to go in and get a smoothie? I don't think they have a drive-through. I don't think they do there. I don't. What's the name of the place? Can't even think of it. It's like smoothie. Oh, I don't want to say the wrong name for it. Smoothie something. Does anybody know what the name of the smoothie place is out there by Jimmy John's now? Or what it's like in there? Is it a good place to go to get a smoothie? Does anybody else in town sell smoothies? Not sure. Well, if anybody has any information on anything going on in Marion, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 52 and a half minutes past the hour here in 2020. A lot of interesting topics to talk about, that's for sure. Also, still wondering if the Mid-Ohio Food Bank event over at the All Occasions Catering in Waldo is still going on today. Haven't heard that it's not, so that must be a good sign. There are a lot of food giveaways now, which I guess is a good thing, because a lot of people are in need, but I don't know what identification you have to show at a lot of these places. See, I'm not sure how this health food store is going to work down here on Center Street in the old cigar store being run by the clinic. I don't know if it'll be a place where you can just walk in and get health food, or if it'll run like a typical grocery store, or if it's a place that the clinic will recommend. I'm not sure what the tie to the clinic is. I'm not sure why the clinic feels compelled to operate a health food store. Is it going to be like fresh fruits and vegetables and that sort of thing? I don't know. I just have not read much on that and don't know exactly what's behind that whole move. It could be a very positive thing, without question, to have a health food store here in Marion, but I don't know why the clinic is operating it. I've never heard of that happening before, but maybe it'll be an innovation of some kind that everybody will enjoy. Don't forget the Neighborhood Supper, free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m. at the Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. You enter in the rear entrance. The next meal is January the 14th, right around the corner. You'll get that free meal. Again, telephone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Would certainly love to hear what you think about any of that. How was your New Year's? Did you get everything accomplished you wanted on New Year's Day? Have your pork and sauerkraut. Good luck as you head into the new year of 2020. I tell you, it does fascinate me, though, about Quarry Street. I would love to know more about what has went on, what is going on with the Quarry Street Cemetery. Is it designated a historical landmark at this point? Is it something that they cannot build on or demolish at this point, the old Quarry Street Cemetery? I'm going to have to drive over there. It's been quite a while since I've been over in that area and actually driven by it. The last time I believe I did go over there by it was when there was a big story in the Marion Star. Now, this has probably been about 10 years ago, that people were parking on the cemetery during the Popcorn Festival. And this caused a whole lot of outrage with people. I guess they were parking there probably during the Popcorn Festival parade. And this created a whole lot of outrage in people, and everybody was upset. And I think that's when they finally put the fence up that stopped people from parking on the cemetery. But when I was over there, if I remember right, it seemed like there were a few tombstones left. Now, I've heard that there are no tombstones left over in the Quarry Street Cemetery. Are there any over there? Last time I was there, and again, it's probably been 10 years ago, but I remember there being a few tombstones left. Now, again, they were knocked over, and some of them were unreadable, but I don't know if somebody went over there and cleaned that up and took the old tombstones out and put the fence around it and just has made it a historical place here in Marion. I don't know. It's a whole fascinating subject. But what I couldn't figure out is how were people parking on that area? Because at the time, there were bits of tombstone laying around in that cemetery. So I don't know how you would park your car in that old Quarry Street Cemetery with the old pieces of tombstone laying around. I think you would bash into a piece of tombstone and probably mess your car up something pretty pretty bad, which I don't think you'd want to do. But who knows? It's day to day. If anybody wants to call in, we do have about 2.5 minutes left. You could be the last caller today to comment on anything. The recount that went on in the prosecutor's race, the movement of Eber Baker's body from Quarry Street to the Marion Cemetery, the plague, people with the plague being buried in Quarry Street, the immunity of city and county vehicles, how far does that immunity stretch? All the things we've talked about, what's going on down here at the cigar store, are they going to tear down the whole building to put this health food store in there, or are they just tearing down parts of the building? I don't know. I don't know exactly what the whole story is, so if you know, give me a call and you could be the final caller today. 740-383-9944, 58 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, coming up right after this program today, the Charlie Evers Show, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Glenn Coble will be on today from 12:10 to 1 p.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy Show will be on today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio. And Washington County, where is Washington County in Ohio? And there's a question to stump your friends with. Did you know that Marion County was originally part of Washington County? That we've actually been part of seven different counties, two of which were Delaware and Franklin at one point. Remember, they always talked about us becoming a suburb of Franklin County. Well, guess what? We were part of Franklin County at one point, and I guess that didn't work. Eber Baker and some of his friends didn't like that, so we became Marion County, and that's the way it goes. Well, that pretty much wraps up the program for today. We'll be back tomorrow, 8:10 to 10:10 tomorrow morning. But coming up in a very short few minutes here, it's the Charlie Evers Show, first program of 2020 for Charlie. So don't tune away. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.
I know.
Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell with it.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
Arms got glowing. I've never asked anybody that question. No.